Everything always makes, you know, win always makes things feel better, but still got a lot of work to do. We got practice tomorrow. We'll see some of the things that we did well, see some of the things that we didn't do so well we can work on, but, you know, it's a good start.
What did you like the most about tonight's game?
Defensively, we were just in tune. You know, Vucevic is a big-time player. I thought Andy and everyone else that had an opportunity to guard him did a great job. And as the guards, we just tried to help him as much and keep bodies on him. Oladipo got a little loose on us in the third quarter, but for the most part, did a good job at the point of attack.
How critical are you on play at shoot-around today? What do you think of your night tonight, in particular the first quarter? You guys had 8 buckets. You had 4 assists and 4 buckets.
You know, for me, I got to the free throw line early. That definitely helped. You know, just trying to be aggressive. You know, like I always say, I'm my biggest critic. I wasn't happy with my play as of last week, and I can always figure it out.
At half, you guys blew on shot 5 3-pointers. Was it a conscious effort to make sure you guys attack the basket?
It's just how the game presented itself. You know, we didn't go into the game saying, let's attack, don't shoot jumpers or don't shoot threes. You know, when the shots was there, we take them. If not, you get to the rack and you can just play again.
LeBron, with the comments you made today about your own game, how important was it for you to come out and be aggressive, play well, and maybe send a message to your teammates that, look, I'm going to back up what I talk about?
I've always have. And like I said, no one puts more pressure on me than myself. You know, and you go out, you just don't talk about it. You also go out and show it, too. And I'm happy I'm able to make a couple plays to help our team get a victory.
Brian, did you hear some of the things that were being said about Coach Black doing that 4-game skid, as far as, you know, people saying that he's not ready or they don't have the team up? Did you listen to him?
No. I'm probably the last person you want to ask about anybody that talks about rumors or sources. I don't get involved in that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing for sure, we got a group of guys that want to work every day, want to try to get better. And, you know, that's all we got to worry about. But I really don't listen to that stuff.
Were there any adjustments, strategy-wise, that you guys made from Saturday to tonight in terms of, you know, different plays you're running or different?
I just think it was the energy and effort, you know, and the communication. We still got to do a better job communicating defensively. We had a few breakdowns because we weren't talking, we weren't communicating, but the effort was there tonight. You know, we got to clean up a little bit, you know, start of quarters. You know, start of the third quarter, we had a lull, but we just came out and Andy bailed us out, you know, hitting 3 straight jump shots that bailed us out. And, you know, and then Tricks got a run out, and I was able to hit him over the top to bump it back up to 18. But we got to do a better job of just staying in tune and having more sustained effort.
Was there something in particular you saw with Kyrie? I saw you connect with him a lot throughout the night.
No, it's a fill-out process every game. We're just trying to get better with one another. We need each other. I mean, he's our floor general. And, you know, when we both play well, you know, it's going to result in our team playing well. You know, and, you know, for us, we're going to handle the ball, you know, the most on the team. You know, he's going to start away. He's going to come to me. I'm going to go to him. So, you know, it's always important that we're on the same page.
The losing spot tonight, obviously. Had things started to get too down or dark and weird up until that point?
I don't think so. I think after the game, they'd be dark. You know, after a loss, it's dark. You know, I'm one of the darkest guys because I hate losing. But next day, I come back with an approach, a mindset of all positive, a positivity mindset, and how we get better today. You know, not worry about yesterday. Obviously, you look at the mistakes you have, but how do you get better? You know, going into the future, and that's just how I am.